This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I'm here with a very special guest in the studio today. I've got Dana Maleski. Have I pronounced your name?
You have, yeah.
I've practiced it a couple of times. And we're going to be talking about positive living, because Dana runs a positive living group on the island. And both Lauren and I are interested in ways to sort of have a happier way of life, would you say, Lauren?
I think that's the way to sum it up, yeah.
Yeah. We're very open-minded and we're interested in all sorts of different things. I mean, we've had guests who've talked about mindfulness and that kind of thing. We're always looking for new ideas, aren't we? And
we'll try anything new, I think. Anything new, we'll try it.
So, Dana, what made you interested? What got you interested in positive living and that kind of approach to life?
Well, about 5 years ago, I actually did a course, and I am now accredited to Sue Stone. She's on the mainland. She's not here on the island. Sue is quite well known on the mainland, or, you know. So I'm accredited to her as a personal development coach. And once I got my accreditation, I obviously took my own spin on it, and I developed it more down the spiritual route, I guess you would say, for self-development. And the idea of positive living really did come from my training, because on the South Coast there are actually quite a few positive living groups, but I did obviously a bit of research and realised there was nothing like that here on the island. So I thought, well, why not give it a go? So 4.5 years ago, I started the first group, and it was then here in Newport. And it's just grown organically since then, over the 4.5 year period.
Fantastic. And what sort of people come along to your positive living group?
Well, that's an interesting question. The reason being, the demographic has really changed in the years that I've been running it. And what I perceived that might be the audience, it never really happened like that. So kind of people we get, I would say the average age group is probably the 50s, but we do get younger and we obviously get older. And it's generally people that are looking to make some kind of improvement in their life, but they've had the foresight, I guess, to say, you know, there must be a bit more than this. How can I find out about it? And so they're looking for different ways, and so I suppose it's open-minded people.
Great.
People that are, you know, just looking to make changes, as you guys have just said.
Yeah. Because before this show, between 12 and 1, Ian Mack, who is the head presenter on Vectis Radio, was talking to somebody who'd had drug addiction problems, alcohol problems, and he'd, I know it's a corny expression, but he'd turned his life around. He's now not had a drink and not taken drugs. And unfortunately, that is a route that many people choose, isn't it, in terms of an alternative lifestyle or to, what's the phrase, self-medication, that's the word I'm looking for. A lot of people self-medicate through alcohol. They're not necessarily alcoholics, they're not necessarily drug addicts, but that's the course that they take.
Yeah, well, I think the best way to explain that, in my understanding, is, Caroline, that you've kind of got like one mind, obviously, but it's split. You've got the ego mind, and then you've got the more holistic, higher mind, which knows the truth and knows about love. That's what we're actually born with, our essence. Unfortunately, we're living in a world, particularly in the Western world, where we're driven by ego. So we're all looking for a quick fix. And you mentioned earlier about finding happiness. Well, it's not out there. Believe it or not, it's not out there. It's in you. Mm. So you have to find it within you. So I think what happens to these people is they're driven by the ego mind and by the materialistic world, because the whole world is designed around marketing and promotion and media, Facebook, etc. Nothing wrong with all of that if you do it in moderation, but once you get sucked in, you can get carried away with it, and then you think, well, I'm not as popular, I don't have as many friends, I don't have this, I don't do that, I can't afford this. So they become depressed.
That's very true.
And then they turn to drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it might be, you know, all the different addictions.
Gambling.
Gambling. Whatever presses their buttons and, you know, makes them feel good very quickly. But when you think about all of it, it's instant gratification, whatever
that's
it
right.
is.
Yeah.
So it's about understanding to begin with that your happiness is inside you. You just got to find it. You can't ask somebody else to give it to you.
And on that note, we'll just have a bit more music and then we'll talk again. That's a song called Cleopatra's Theme by Cleopatra. Couldn't get much more simple than that. I'm in the studio with Dana Maleski and Lauren, and we're talking all about positive living. And Dana runs a group which meets, is it once a month, Dana?
Yeah, once a month on a Tuesday evening.
At Ryde Library.
Yeah.
And it's £5 admission.
Correct.
And you've had all sorts of speakers, haven't you, since the group began. What sort of people come along and speak?
Well, to begin with, when I first started the group, I was, you know, looking for speakers. I've been very fortunate that over a period of time, the speakers have, I've just either bumped into them or they've come to me. But I've had a variety of speakers on all sorts of different alternative ideas and modalities, primarily. So, chiropractor, acupuncturist, kinesiologist, homeopathic practitioner. I've had a Buddhist talking to us about the Buddhist lifestyle and Buddhist attitude to life. I've had a transcendental, I always struggle to pronounce that, transcendental meditation leader who's talked to us about that style of meditation. So yeah, complete variety. Oh, a guy that came along to talk to us about water and how important it is to drink pure water. So essentially things that are good for the mind, body and soul.
Okay, and people can take what they want from the group, can't they? If they go along and they think, well, actually, I don't really believe in whatever it happens to be, but they can go along and listen and keep an open mind, and, that, and that's the kind of attitude you want to promote.
Yeah, definitely. I know what I say, the criteria for coming to the group is obviously over 18, but also to have an open mind, because I'm a great believer that the more you talk to people, the more you listen to people, the more you learn. Mm. And if you instinctively enjoy learning, that even if you come along to somebody that's talking about a subject you may not particularly agree with or believe in or whatever, at least if you take one thing away with you at the end of the night, it's been worth it, and you've opened your mind to a new subject.
And do the people that come along, do they interact with each other? Do you have questions?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. One of my great passions is, as a friend of mine keeps reminding me, that I'm very inclusive. I don't believe in excluding people. I don't like these cliques and things. So what I do at the beginning of the evening is I introduce the group and I welcome any new comers. And then I encourage everybody to say hi to each other, say hello to the people next to you, behind you, in front of you, whatever, so that immediately they're breaking down the barriers of sitting there maybe on their own or just with their friends.
That's a good idea. There's nothing worse, is there, when you're sitting in a group.
No, it's so awkward.
And I hate that awkward feeling. You know, it's like the first day of school. You don't know anybody and you're looking at them and they're looking at you. And you know what it's like on the island. You look at them and you think, don't I know her from somewhere? Yeah. Oh, she works in the co-op or something like that, you know. So yeah, that's great. I like that.
And then I just introduce the beginning of the evening a very short meditation for relaxation. It's not an in-depth serious meditation. It's just about getting people to relax, and what happens is when they relax through meditation, their energy changes and they become more at peace, and so therefore they start connecting with each other. And then, as you mentioned earlier on, yes, I'm asking encouraging questions to be asked, and we have question and answer time, but I also encourage people to interact throughout the evening. And then I encourage people over a cup of tea and a biscuit to talk to each other at the end and network. And it's beginning, you know, that happens at the end of the evening. You see people get up and start talking to each other.
That's great. We'll have a word from our sponsors and a tune from Ward Thomas, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Flowers. That's Ward Thomas, and the song's called Guilty Flowers. And we've just been talking about life now compared to life, say, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And whether or not we think it's easier or more difficult to live a kind of happy, contented, settled lifestyle. What would you say about that, Dana? I mean, I know you talked about the blame culture.
Yeah, we did. I think, you know, there's two things here. What we've already touched on is instant gratification and a commercial world. You know, we're bombarded by commercial all the time, you know, to buy this, to have this. And if we don't have it, if we don't have the slimmest body or the, you know, the right kind of looks or the big fat lips or whatever, you know, we're not good enough. So, I mean, that's just a few things, obviously. But also the blame culture, it's very easy. And there's a lot of that goes on in America, isn't there? There's a lawyer for every different subject that, you know, you don't take responsibility, you sue somebody instead. And I think that blame culture has crept very much insidiously into our lives, that it's very easy to start blame. Even, you know, you listen to kids in the playground, immediately they're blaming someone else when something goes wrong, and it starts and it just explodes as you get older and more grown up. You just blame people, you know, you blame the weather, you blame the politicians, you blame the bankers, you blame this, you blame that for your own unhappiness.
What about people who blame a difficult childhood?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be controversial, but...
No, but we, you know, we can all lay claim to some part of our lives being a bit difficult when we were under 15. And, of course, there are some people that have had seriously, seriously difficult childhoods. But, you know, with the right help, and the help's out there, if you ask for it, again, looking, you know, to help yourself, you can get over that and not keep living in the background. I'm going to tell you a little story, and I have to admit before I start, it could be distressing, but it proves the point. There's a known case that I read about where a woman was with a therapist because she had been gang raped when she was 18 years old. And now she was 36, and she was still suffering badly, you know, from the consequences. So she'd gone into therapy, understandably. And the therapist was trying to help her, and she said, "Would you mind just explaining to me how long did the gang rape last?" She said, "Oh, 12 minutes. And she said, 12 minutes of your life, and 18 years later, you are still raping yourself. Now, I know that sounds harsh, and I know that will get a few people sort of gasping. But the point is, she's been reliving it for 18 years. With good therapy, with good help, with good support, you start to learn to accept what's happened and that it doesn't necessarily need to hold you back.
Mm.
Of course, the scars are there. Nobody's pretending they're not. But you can work with that. And we all know stories of people, not necessarily through rape, but that have had harsh upbringings, lived, you know, maybe as adopted children or something, their parents have left them, whatever. But they've turned out to be amazing people in life. And I think it's because they've learnt to move on. There's a lovely story about a lady recently I heard. I mean, she must be pretty old now, but she spent 2 years in a prison of war camp in Germany. She was a Jew. And when she came out, she was asked more recently, you know, how did that make her feel? You know, did she resent Hitler and so forth? And she said, "Hitler had 2 years of my life. I'm not going to let him have any more of it. Mm. No, I got over it."
That's a good attitude, isn't it?
Yeah, and you take somebody like Nelson Mandela. He was imprisoned, incarcerated for years. But look how he turned out, because he wasn't going to let them take his life from him, because nobody can actually take your thoughts away from you. That's the only thing that, you know, are private to you, your thoughts. So how you put, you know, work through those thoughts is up to you.
But as we know, those thoughts can be very powerful, can't they?
Absolutely,
and they can determine how you live day to day, everything really, from the minute you get up to the minute you go to sleep at night, and even while you're asleep, because things come, you know, sometimes you can have dreams and you think, where did that come from?
Because it's coming from something very, very deep.
Yes. Right, let's hear some more music, and then we'll have a word from our sponsors and we'll carry on our chat. That's One Republic and a song called Secrets. We're having some interesting conversations here with Dana Maleski. We're talking about positive living with Lauren, and all about happiness and whether we think life has changed and whether it's changed for the better or not, and all that kind of thing. And if people want to come along to your group, Dana, how do they get hold of you? How do they get in touch?
Well, if they're on Facebook, there's a Facebook page called Positive Living Isle of Wight. So that's great. Fairly simple. I'm also on Twitter under Dana Maleski and LinkedIn under Dana Maleski. Or if they want to use the phone, they can get me on 07879021521.
Great. And when's your next meeting?
Oh, next meeting is the 18th of July. Ride Library, as I've already mentioned, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. And my speaker next time is Karen Way. Karen is actually, she's an Islander, I believe. She's been here forever. And she's a kinesiologist. But this time she'll be talking to us about tuning forks and the vibration of sound and how it is actually a healing modality. And I don't know whether I mentioned to you, but I am actually a Reiki healer. So I'm very much into healing and, you know, helping to heal the body and the mind through natural ways. So the vibration of sound is one way that we can activate a healing. So Karen's going to be demonstrating the tuning forks, telling us all about it, and hopefully we'll be able to get hands-on and use them ourselves as well. So
fantastic.
It should be a really interesting talk.
So can people just come along on the night, or would you prefer them to get in contact with you first?
No, not at all. It's a drop-in. You just turn up. So then you've made no commitment. The only commitment is to yourself. I ask people to try and get there before 7, because I lock the doors at 7, 7:05, simply for security. Mm. It's a library, you know. But a lovely library. We work from the children's library at the back of the whole building, and it's a lovely energy in there. There's no criteria. You just turn up.
Fantastic.
Be there, and if you don't want to come again, you know, there's no membership fee or anything. Or if you only come to certain talks that really attract you, that's fine too. You don't have to come every month.
Great.
It's very relaxed.
That's really good. And we'll share your details on our Vectis Radio front page Facebook page. So if anybody didn't catch the telephone number, we can put it on. If you want it to go on there,
that
we can put
fabulous.
It on there.
I'd appreciate that.
And hopefully, I'd like you to come in again, if that's all right.
Oh, I would love it. Thanks, Caroline.
And talk again.
And I'd like you, Caroline, to be a speaker at our group one day. Do you think you'd like to do that for us?
Oh, do you know, I'll think about it.
Okay.
I'm most
putting you on the spot, you know.
Yeah, I'm most comfortable in the studio where we can just talk to each other.
You don't have to see the faces of the people.
Yeah, that's right. Although I have done a little bit of that kind of thing in the past. But yeah, we'll talk more about that. That would be absolutely great.
Excellent.
We've got some more tunes, and it's just coming up to 10 to 3 now. And then we've got the news on the hour at 3 o'clock. www.vectisradio.com